BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Morning, how are you? It's Monday and this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show because Grimmy's not here. Chris is here though, hello.
Hello.
So I believe from what I've been told by Ian and Fiona that Grimmy is in the mountains somewhere skiing. And we don't know whether he's in Austria or Switzerland. And we also don't think that he knows where he is either. It's one of those. It's like, you know, when you go to Kavos and you don't realise where you actually are. Well, just Kavos, isn't it?
So right
it's
now...
actually on an island.
But right now he'll be taking part in what is known as this après ski, right?
I'm so jealous because he is doing... We've been saying this in the afternoon. He's doing exactly what we've been wanting to do for ages. He's gone skiing without doing any skiing. Now, that is just... I mean, that's obviously... We don't know that. But he's probably with other celebrities. So what I think they do is they get led out onto the slopes for about 20 minutes. So there's the slopes, if you want to have a look at them. And now back to the bar. And that is what I want to do. I mean, I've seen Snow, Sex and Suspicious Parents. I mean, I don't want to do the skiing bit. It scares me.
Is there definitely no skiing that you... I mean, because you must get all the gear.
You can do, like, a beginner's bit. And I reckon he's probably done that. For about 10 minutes.
But do you not have to ski to the après ski?
Not if you don't want to, I don't think. No, you can just get the lift to the top of the mountain, bosh. More Jaegers.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. So, Grimmy is skiing this morning, so we're on till 10 o'clock for one day only, apart from next week when all the dates go weird and we're on all week.
So not one day only, really.
Well, but like one day only this week.
Right.
And then... then we're back on next week, and that includes Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and all those other weird days.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Laura in Lincoln says, Mills, you promised me a holiday of après-ski years ago on air, and I'm still waiting. Laura, I haven't been myself.
Why would you have promised that to someone?
I don't know. It's probably one of those things where I said I wanted to go, and then I was like, yeah, let's all the listeners come with me, and then forgot about it.
But that's not a bad shout.
What, we all go?
Logistically difficult.
Yeah.
I'm so up for taking off this Christmas, you know? Like, going somewhere new.
We're on air next week, 6.30 till 10.
Oh, yeah.
Monday morning. And all through Christmas, so we can't.
Am I definitely on next week?
Definitely on.
Just confirmed.
Yeah. Lauren Lincoln also says, I thought I'd start your week off with a big who of the day, rubbing the batteries in a remote to get a few more days' use out of them. When's the last time you rubbed batteries? Seriously. I've been in Austria at the weekend. I think that's where Grimmy is, but we don't know. He doesn't even know. He's like, oh, I'm up a mountain, sick.
So was this similar? You went for the après-ski?
No, I went to Vienna with my mum. Not the same. I'll tell you what's still on there, though. Another who. Flip phones. It kind of made me want one again.
What's a flip phone?
You know where you, like, open, snap.
Do you have to put the aerial up?
No, there's no aerial. You know, like a flip phone. So, I mean, if you can perfect the open, snap, answer the phone, it looks pretty cool.
Mm.
I kind of want one again now. You don't know what a flip phone is?
Well, no, it just...
You must have... Everyone had one. About five, six years ago.
I wonder why, though. I mean, what I never quite understood the point of a flip phone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like them.
Yeah.
And also, there's one in that Secret Life of Walter Mitty film that we watched last week.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller, at the opening scene of the film, has a flip phone. Looks quite cool.
And what else was Austria saying over the weekend?
Austria was saying that if I was a German or Austrian, I'd be really fat. Because I feel so... I've got like a stomach ache. And do you know what that is?
Why?
I'm full of sausage.
Okay, good.
Everywhere you go, there's an opportunity for sausage. And who's going to turn that down? And also, my new favourite, yes, off of the Christmas markets, Jaeger tea. Anyone had that?
Is that a real thing?
Yes. And it's really good. And it doesn't matter. Like, if you're with your mum in an Austrian Christmas market and it's really busy, have three of them. You don't care how many tacky Christmas decorations she's buying. You're fine.
Do you know what? You can also get the steins of beer as well. It's a new quantity.
That's what I mean. I wouldn't just be a bit fat if I was an Austrian or a German. I'd be really... like, I'd be on one of those Channel 5 programmes where they have to knock walls through and crane you out of your bedroom.
Yeah.
And have bed sores because you haven't got out of your bed for 30 years. That's how fat I'd be.
Were you... in Lederhosen for the weekend?
No, I wasn't. God, how stereotypical.
No, I'm just going through all the stereotypes to see if you've actually done it.
No, but on TV, they do have a lot of people wearing Lederhosen and drinking beer, so it must still be on. Yeah. But I think it's more in the mountains, where Grimmy is, rather than the capital city.
Yeah.
It's a good place, though. You should go, if you like Christmas. If not, then leave it. Jaeger tea, though, is the one.
But why did you take your mum as well? That's an odd
shout. She wanted to go to the Christmas markets. And that's why. They do, don't they?
But that's how you roll, isn't it? That's the Scott Mills difference right there.
Well,
she wants to go to a Christmas market, so you take her to Austria.
Well, the ones here are rubbish. And she's always wanted to go to Austria, so I thought I'd take her. So Jaeger tea, back to that. I think it's just about three Jägermeisters with hot, like just hot water. And that's a Jaeger tea. Also, they start really early in Austria, which I'm quite impressed with. Yesterday morning, I think I was walking around about 10 o'clock. The mulled wines were already on. Fully involved. Yeah, because it's Christmas, they're allowed.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Brittany on Twitter. Last week of school and first mock exam today. Rubbish. Ooh. That's nice of them to do it so near Christmas. Dean Martin's next on Radio 1. With Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
That shouldn't be allowed around Christmas, those exams, should
it? What, Dean Martin? Oh, right, no. No, actually not. Like, do it in January or February.
There should be, you know,
a
like we did
before Christmas.
The transfer deadline day. There should be an exam one as well.
We need to talk about that as well because on our afternoon show, weekdays 1 till 4, we do this thing called the relationship deadline transfer window. It was a couple of weeks ago now, and that is you can't dump somebody over Christmas because it's too cruel. So it stopped a couple of weeks ago, and then you can't dump anybody until the 6th of January. 2014, which I think is fair.
Yeah.
But then last night, I was getting tweets that on the Radio 1 surgery saying that they were talking about, is it too close to dump someone?
Yeah, I saw this as well.
Hello, thanks for listening.
But loads of people were giving the surgery a load of abuse.
Yeah, they were.
For not respecting
the
transfer.
Oh, don't you listen to Scott Mills.
It's really harsh because you shouldn't send abuse to the Radio 1 surgery.
No, don't do that.
Of all shows.
But a lot of people were doing that last night. It's like, oh, Scott Mills has already discussed this. What's the point? Okay, before 7 o'clock, I will play Afrojack the Spark, that's a tune, and also new track by Nelly. What else do I like to do when I go away on holiday?
Well, you don't do much, do you? Just watch TV.
That's right. So I saw the entire final. The X Factor final was this weekend here, wasn't it? I saw a little bit of it last night. I know who won. We'll be speaking to them about 7:45.
Is that a plot spoiler? I was thinking, should we definitely have...
Oh, come on. I'm not waiting for people to know who the X Factor winner is.
But it is only the next morning.
I've recorded it. I'll watch it on Wednesday. No, sorry. Not allowed.
I don't think they should be on.
What, the X Factor winner?
No.
Why?
Because there'll be a lot of people who haven't seen it.
I don't care. Like, you're not going to be able to avoid it. It's on every single news. Well, it's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. You're not going to be able to avoid it. This is not like The Apprentice where you get really arsey.
No. I think it's out of order. And I think you're going to get so much abuse.
Okay, right. Well, we'll speak to Nicholas at 7:45 this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, if you missed it. So what did I watch on Saturday night? It was late. I think it was a rerun. I had actually gone out for the evening. Don't be worried about me. I wasn't just sat there in my hotel room with my Jaeger tea. But I did watch the final of Das Superstar, which is Germany's version of Got Talent. And it was on for 3 hours.
And do they have talent? Or?
Well, I watched the whole thing. I don't speak a word of German, but because I kind of understand the format, that keeps me watching. Hmm. And there's enough acts on it. Like, it's the same. There's people like eating fire. There's people with dogs. It's the same as the one here. So you can kind of get through the fact that you don't know German. But 3 hours? You know the bit where there's a drone on, it goes, and the winner is, and then Dermot announces the winner about half an hour later. They string that out for an hour. Like, they don't do anything. There's no acts or anything. They just chat for an hour about who the winner might be.
Without sounding stereotypical as well, it can be quite a harsh language at times.
Yes.
When they're trying to say some kind of nice statements about the people, how did that come across? Or when it's over the slow, sad music?
I've got no idea because I don't understand it. It sounded quite harsh. But they talk about who might win for an hour. And then when they actually win, it's a bit of an anticlimax because they've been doing it for an hour. So I watched it for 3 hours deciding, like, you know, I thought I'll get into this. I'm going to commit myself to it now. I watched 3 hours and then it was just a bloke walking a dog who won the entire final of Germany's Got Talent.
But that's what we had that one year.
Yeah, but like much worse than that. Like Pudsey at least was good. This guy was just walking his dog. He won the whole thing.
Well, you know the theory that it probably was a real dog, wasn't it?
Well, it was a real dog, not like Pudsey, as we said before, which is just someone
in a
costume.
It's a small man in a
costume. Yeah. Oh, here we go. You ready?
More. Even more Christmas. More.
Rubbish.
Ramming Christmas down your chimney. Christmas in your face. Even more Christmas. Merry Christmas to Radio 1 and all.
Christmas in your face.
It's bizarre.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Laura in Lincoln. Right. I'm the one you promised a skiing holiday to. Well, après ski.
I what?
Oh. Yes, on air.
I promised you a ski holiday.
Yeah, well, an après-ski holiday, because neither of us are interested in skiing.
Absolutely
but
not.
But we said we'd go for all the cheese and all the wine.
Yes, exactly that, and the Jaeger teas. When was this, please?
Yes. About 2 years ago.
All right.
When you first started going on about it.
Was that 2 years ago I said that I wanted to go on après-ski?
Yeah, I think it was.
Still haven't done it, have we?
No. Still no holiday.
Do you know what? It's a lesson learned. It's a Scott Mills promise.
It really is.
I get a lot of those.
Yeah. It's never going to happen, Laura. Don't believe a word I say. I've got the best intentions, but it's probably not going to happen, all right?
Never happen.
Fair enough.
Okay, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Grimmy's up a mountain somewhere. Skiing. Not skiing, probably. Just looking at the slopes for 20 minutes and then back to the bar.
I like it that you make that sound like an excuse, like a valid excuse.
No, but tomorrow morning he'll come on air and be like, no, I totally went skiing. But let's not believe him.
Mm.
That was One Republic and Counting Stars. There's a lot of very tired people this morning. Think about it. This is probably your last week at work before Christmas. So it's all absolutely fine.
But it's that Monday thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love that someone wants you to wake them up this morning, as if that's going to work.
Yeah.
Do
you know what? I think I'd quite like someone to wake me up.
Yeah. Emma in Colchester says, Grimmy never wakes me up, so maybe you can today. Wake up, Emma. You do it.
Wake up.
Yeah, really
good.
Yeah,
but it's not as good without the music.
Really motivational. Oh, we're doing all the bits that Grimmy does today. This is quite exciting. Oh, does that mean that Showbot's going to be an absolute cow to me later, though? It does, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah. You ready for that?
No, last time she was awful to me.
I know, and also, can I say this?
Go on.
You got really quite offended by it, didn't you?
I actually did. Yeah. We ended up in a full-on argument.
It was like, can't believe what Showbot said this morning. It's a computer, but... Yeah. Anyway, wake up, yeah, wake up.
I like that how festive they've made this.
I know, just put some bells on it. You can do the same with anything, just put bells on it. All right, so who are we waking up today? Let's see. So, says Luke Fleming in Nottingham, can you please wake me up this morning with 2 Chainz?
Yo, it's 2 Chainz. Get your ass up.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Get your ass up.
Christmas, a new face.
More. Okay, so we've got Dom, who's been up since 4 a.m. to drive from... I always get that wrong, is it...
St. Neots
in Bedfordshire to Newport. What's Keith Lemon? Yeah.
Keith Lemon says, wake yourself up, you lazy so-and-so!
Nice. Grant from Staines really needs to wake up. It's Monday morning. Just had to set off on his daily commute to RAF Henlow. Who wouldn't want Dizzy waking them up?
Yo, it's Dizzy Rascals. Time for you to wake up. Come on, don't be lazy. Chop, chop.
Yes. I like it when people
chop,
leave...
Chop.
When people leave it to us. So Vicky's been on saying, can I be woken up by somebody intelligent to help with early morning biology, please? Seriously, there's so many people doing exams at the moment. That shouldn't be allowed before Christmas.
No. Get it done. In fact, it's a disgrace.
There should be a deadline day for exams. We're getting so many texts and tweets this morning from people that are just going to be revising all over Christmas. Right, someone intelligent, Ian, who can we get?
I'm just looking through the list here.
Not DJ Snake. Well, not, I don't know whether DJ Snake's intelligent. Not Amanda Holden. This doesn't feel right. I mean, she's sure she is.
Daniel Radcliffe strikes me as someone quite intelligent.
Yeah, I've got
Sai.
One.
Sai says, wake yourself up!
Now, I think Sai's a clever man. Hang on, no, go back. I saw someone. There you are.
Yeah. Wake up!
There's Kesha there. Intelligent. And Sir Mel, normally off of Bognor Regis, says, I like this. Can I get a wake up from Russell Brand, the long one? I'm in a hotel in Birmingham for a training course. Oh, yawn. Which starts this morning. I really need to get ready. I'm still in bed.
Hello, I'm Russell Brand. I'm waking you up right now. Get up. Stop being in bed. Why are you laying there? What do you think you're going to achieve by laying there? Oh, I prefer sleep. Get right out of the bed. Stop trying to be asleep. This is the day now. This is it. Open those eyes really wide. Sort your hair out. Sort your life out. New experiences. You might fall in love today. Get out in the world.
The Scott Mills Daily. I'm going to speak to the X Factor winner at 7:45. Obviously, if you haven't watched it yet, I won't reveal who it is.
Yeah. Well, is there no way we can disguise? Can we do like an anonymous interview?
Should we disguise their voice?
Disguise, yeah.
And make the interview really generic, really? So it could be to anybody.
Yeah.
So, how does it feel winning? Oh, you've got that recording contract now? Yeah, we'll speak to them at 7:45.
But the news keeps saying the name.
I know, I'm not putting a voice changer on them. And also, Nicholas with a voice changer would be the same, but just deeper.
Don't give it away.
I cannot believe that I won, like.
That's awful, isn't it? Also, we all agree that Mondays are a bit rubbish. So the last hour today, nothing but upbeat tunes, good music to start your week off. Happy Monday after 9:30. So I was in Vienna at the weekend with my mum in Austria.
Yep.
That's in Austria. And I paid the bill yesterday. At the hotel, this is my least favourite bit, where you stand there and you're like, oh God, how much is it? What room service do they have? It actually was fine, just one cup of tea.
A few wild nights with your mum, was it?
No, it wasn't. We weren't sharing a room. But then we get home last night and she's like, guess what? What? She opens a case, she's like, after you paid the bill, went into the room and just got a couple of things out of the minibar. I'm like, right, okay, good. So in there, she's got like about 5 miniatures of vodka and whiskey. She's got all of the peanuts and crisps. Now, these aren't free. She thinks they're free.
Oh, it wasn't including the
price. No. And she thinks that because she went to get them from the room after I'd paid the bill, that they're not going to charge me. Also in there, 2 big white fluffy towels and...
Shower curtain?
No, and the robe. Never nick the robe. They're going to charge me hundreds.
It's fascinating, this, because I can see where you get this from now, because some people might not know, Scott can be extravagant at times. You know, he's a celebrity. But also, he can be incredibly thrifty.
Yes.
Like, what he'll do is he'll turn up with a packet of pens that he's bought for £1. Or he'll text me saying, bought some new pens.
No, I'm obsessed with pound shops, that's why. You should see my house right now. It's a grotto, and everything is less than £1.
And the charges, you're very proud when you shave off a couple of quid getting them from that dodgy store down your road.
Right, okay, so my charger's not working again.
That's because you buy these awful ones.
If you wiggle it to the left, it works a bit, but otherwise, this ain't charging. I'm going to be on 5% by the end of the show.
But you're so proud of yourself. You shave off a few pennies here
and
there, but then you go big another time.
Well, yeah, but anyway, so... But she's getting all this stuff out of her case. I'm like, Mum, they've got my credit card details. They will know and they will charge me. She's like, no, they won't charge you. She doesn't get the concept that because she took the stuff from the minibar and the room after I went to pay the bill, she thinks they won't charge me. They will.
So what's the next step then? You going to get her to send them back with an apology note?
I don't know what to do. The next step is I'll get a letter or it will just appear in my credit card bill that hundreds of pounds have been taken because my mum decided to fill her boots in her case before she left.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Wes. He's going on the M25 round to Suffolk. That's my brother. Sorry.
You can't do that.
Shout-outs to my brother.
That's an abuse of your position.
Not being funny. Nick Grimshaw, in the afternoon, sometimes wants a shout-out. He does the Radio 1 breakfast show. He texts in, it's at 81199, going, can I have a shout-out? And I'm like, is that really you? Yes, it's me. People love a shout-out still. Ollie is really hungover from his staff work do last night. Who has a staff work do on a Sunday night? That is a massive blunder.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Radio 1 breakfast show with Scott Mills. Grimmy's up a mountain. We don't know anything more than that, really. Apparently supposed to be skiing, and he's back tomorrow. Oh, he's going to sound brilliant tomorrow morning.
I think the point to make here is he's meant to be there. He's not got lost and up a mat. There's no need for alarm.
No, he's fine, as far as we know. He's just doing... I think he's on, like, some kind of beginner's ski course, which involves some celebrities including himself, going up to have a look around the slopes and going, oh, that's nice, sick. Now, where's the bar?
Hang on, isn't that a TV show that's coming out?
What? Oh, that's...
Have we rumbled him?
Is he on The Jump? Have you heard this new show? Celebrities Do Skiing. You know that because Splash has been so big. Series 2, coming soon. Very brave of Tom Daley. So they're doing a thing called The Jump, which is celebrities being taught how to ski.
I mean, my vision of this is they kind of get...
He's probably doing that.
Top of a slope, someone gives them a nudge, and then they're off.
That's basically it, yeah. I don't want to do it. And go. I'd love if he was on The Jump.
He'd be so good on that.
He'd be ideal. I can't see him saying yes unless they've... Maybe they've got him there under false pretenses and he's actually going to be on the new series. I think it's on in like January or February. Can't wait for that. So in a minute, we're going to speak to the X Factor winner. Chris still wants me to...
Whoever they are.
Well, Chris, you've also tweeted who they are.
Oh.
So that's good, isn't it?
No, I didn't.
You have? I've just seen it on your Twitter.
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. So that's you're not sticking to your word there, are you? Oh, we shouldn't reveal who it is in case people haven't watched it. Well, you just put it on Twitter. Same. Do you want to change their voice or anything in case people haven't... Maybe it's a plot spoiler?
I just think we should do everything we can to help those out who you know, don't want the plot spoiler. Because, well, it is literally the morning after. People may have been busy last night.
I think anyone that cared will know. So we'll speak to Sam Callahan. No, we'll speak to Sam Bailey in about 5 minutes. She won the X Factor last night. I'm going to say it.
But you said it was the other one a few minutes ago.
I said it was Nikki, yeah, in case people were... I'm not going to do this anymore. It's ridiculous. It's been on the news. It's all over Twitter. You're not going to escape this news today. So Sam Bailey won. How long do you think before her Twitter starts saying Sam Bailey HQ?
Well, you would have thought it'd be happening already, wouldn't you?
Well, here's the thing, right? She is a big fan of our show and she listens all the time. And she has been DMing me on Twitter for weeks, saying, oh, so nice to meet you, because I met her at the Extra Factor. Then I DM'd her last night, going, yay, you won, well done. Nothing back.
Do you know why?
I think HQ have taken her.
Do you reckon?
I think she's been abducted by HQ. That's what happens when you win. Like, your Twitter is not your own anymore, and neither is your life.
Or do you think now she's, you know, she's changed? Do you think...
Already? I don't know, we'll speak to her in a minute, but... Denied, no DM back at all.
Do you think she
after
might...
After constantly weeks and weeks of DMing back and forth, nothing now. And then I'll get one from Sam Bailey HQ going, sorry, Sam is too busy to answer all of your tweets. I'll get a generic one back. We'll speak to her in a minute.
I don't know. She must... I mean, she won the X Factor last night. How does she go to sleep?
I reckon she's had an all-nighter.
She must have.
I think they've been up all night drinking the carvers.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. And here is your X Factor winner, Sam Bailey. Hello!
Hello!
OMG, you actually won.
I know, I can't believe it. I honestly can't believe it.
You all right?
Yeah, it's just, I think it's just overwhelming. Like, I came off stage last night and I just wanted to sort of sit in a dark room and just reflect on everything because it's been such a massive journey for me and to win it, it was surreal, it really was.
Thing is, Sam, they don't let you sit in a dark room, do they? You're pulled every way, everyone wants a piece of you.
I know, yeah, I'm on the TV this morning and I was up at like 5:30 and yeah. You know what, it's no pain, no gain, you know what I mean? You have to do these things, don't you? So,
Sam, we're so happy for you.
Yeah, you did really well.
Thank you. I want a rematch on that innuendo bingo, by the way.
Yeah, we can sort that for you. Yeah, I think you might be coming in to see us on Wednesday on the official chart update,
yeah,
as well, because you well could be number one on Sunday.
That would be amazing, absolutely amazing.
I liked it last night when Dermot presented you with your CD. all it was missing really was Andy Peters down at that factory pressing the first one. I really wanted that to happen, but it didn't. It's like, and here it is. It's the first single by Shane Ward. So, Skyscraper by Demi Lovato. Yeah. That's your song this year.
Yeah.
And we're going to play it in a minute. It's quite weird, wow. I imagine, having your song played on Radio 1.
Yeah, definitely, definitely weird, definitely.
Have you been to bed?
Yeah, I had about 3.5 hours, Kip. Yeah, I had to pack all my stuff up yesterday, which I've got so much stuff, I didn't know where to put it all, and then saying goodbye to everyone. So it took my time, and I enjoyed every second of it. It was so nice to see everybody, and then I've got like a nice posh room that's got a TV in the bath. It's wicked.
No way. TV in the bath, you've changed.
I can watch EastEnders now while I'm having a little rat in the tub. It's brilliant.
I thought she said a TV and a bath. I was like, oh, good.
Yeah. And tea and coffee making facilities.
Yeah. I know,
I know, we're really pleased for you, Sam. But it doesn't matter whether you win or not. You've got to get out of the X Factor house, haven't you? They're like, right, you've won, but now you need to move out. That's what they do.
I've moved out. All my stuff's gone with me. I'm just now like a semi-celebrity with lots of baggage.
What they should do, I mean, fair enough, when all the people go each week, they should immediately chuck them out of the house. I'm all for that. But what they should do for... No, but like once you're off, aren't you? That's the competition. But what they should do for the winner is let them stay in the house for like a week where you could like, you know, party like a celebrity.
Yeah, do you know what? It'd be a bit scary because when there's less people in the house, it's really quite sort of quiet and eerie, I think. When me and Nikki and Luke was in it, it was really quite eerie in the house.
But they should let you lord it up in there for a week because you're the X Factor winner. You shouldn't have to move out the next day. You've got enough to think about.
You should win the house.
Yeah, we could. Oh, that would be amazing to win the house. That would be awesome. Yeah. And I think we should be in rock and roll and throw TVs out the window and stuff like that. That might be pretty cool.
Yeah, do it. Now, also, you get an opening slot with actual Beyonce. How bonkers is that?
That's ridiculous. I'm going to have to learn to do all that booty dancing, I think.
No, leave that to her, love.
Do the running man.
Well, no, do the running man. No, that's not going to cut it. Just stand there and sing, please, Sam.
Okay, cheers, Scott.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm just pulling up in a car outside ITV.
Oh.
And there's, like, loads of paps there, so, yeah. They're okay. All flashing away. It's quite bizarre.
Have you dressed up?
Yes, I've had some people dressing me up and making me look half decent this morning.
This is what I want to hear.
I love this.
Do you know what I mean? This is what I want to hear.
And I bet you had that TV on as well, didn't you? With the one near the bar.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, while you were getting made up. You are living the dream.
Sam, you need to do all your admins now. What are your fans called? Have you got a name for them already?
No, I haven't.
You
there were so many that chucked at me, there were so many chucked at me, I didn't know which one to choose.
Well, Sam Callahan had his Calafans, famously.
I know, I love that, yeah.
Sam Bailey's a tricky name to work with, though, isn't it? You can have the Bailiffs.
The Bailinators.
Yeah, you could have the Bailiffs because of your prison officer past.
I like it, yeah, the Bailiffs.
Should we go with that? Do you want me to write that down?
Bailiffs. Call them Bailiffs.
Yeah, put it on the back burner, I think, yeah.
Okay, so you're not going back to the prison now, are you?
No, I'm going to go back for a visit at some point this week, hopefully, and just see everyone, but...
Yeah, but you'll just be in a car doing, like, a raw wave. It's all fine.
I might have to officially hand my notice in now, so, yeah.
Driver, drive fast.
I miss it. I generally miss it. It's good. The banter was amazing, so it's a really good place to work, so I miss it.
Have you got your head around how much your life... Well, it probably already has changed, but it's going to change even more, isn't it?
Yeah, my life is going to change. It's going to be amazing. But you know what? I have to make sure that I see my kids, and you know, I spend as much time with my family as possible because I'm doing this for them. But I don't want them to miss out on me time with mummy. So I've got to make sure that I get some time for my kids as well. So.
It's all about Jam Tart Wednesdays,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Jam Tart Wednesdays.
That should become like a national thing now.
That's become a thing with me.
What, you do jam tarts every Wednesday now?
Yeah. I don't think I'd ever had a jam tart until a couple of weeks ago. You changed my world.
Yeah. All right, Sam.
Oh, mate.
I know. Changed the world.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I'm Scott Mills. Hope you're all right today. Like, this is probably your last week before Christmas, before like the days all go weird and you don't really know what day it is. Hannah is going to work for the last time today. She breaks up for Christmas today. Paul Mitchell's on already this morning as well. Nikki Sheridan is enjoying the amount of Christmas songs we're playing. Radio 1 has certainly stepped it up today. Carrie's on. Keely has just woken up a bit late for work. Zoe Mitchell is pleased that Sam Bailey's fans are now called Bailiffs. She better stick with that after we said it.
It's good to put a name to them, isn't it? Yeah. I think we've done well there.
And also, I mean, every pop star's got to have names for their fans now. It's the thing.
I think the Bailiffs work as well. I don't know why.
Yeah, because of her prison officer past.
Well, yes. Yes.
I think Bailiffs is good. She was like, oh, yeah, put that on the back burner. No, put it on the front burner, sweetheart. So tomorrow is a big day on Radio 1 for guests. Huge guests. Tomorrow, just after 8 o'clock, Katy Perry is on this show with Grimmy. So if you love Katy Perry or you know someone that loves Katy Perry, tell your mates, tell everybody you know, Katy Perry is on this show just after 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. I've not seen her since I scared her once with a Russell Brand impersonator when she was married to him, and I don't think she's forgiven me. I've spoken to her on the phone, and she said she had, but I don't think she'll ever get over it.
It's always a bit frosty now, isn't it?
Yeah, and we were so tight. It's just... That was awkward. We did this thing, I don't know whether you remember it. If you've been listening for ages, you will know. We did a thing called You Control Katy Perry, where it's me and Katy Perry in this kind of white box on the Radio 1 website for an hour, and you could make her do whatever you wanted. Now, that was slightly flawed, because obviously if you're asking for texts from listeners about what they want to do to Katy Perry or with Katy Perry, then generally you can't do any of those.
Yeah.
But we managed to filter all those out, which was 99% of them. And then I remember doing like a pottery scene, like off of Ghost with her. We got some cheerleaders in. And then some bright spark thought it would be a brilliant idea to get a Russell Brand impersonator in. Now, when we saw him on the website, he didn't look any good. He's from Leicester and didn't look really much like Russell Brand. Trouble is, when he turned up on the day, he sounded like Russell Brand and looked exactly like Russell Brand. Now, she thought that her husband at the time, actual Russell Brand, was on the other side of the Atlantic in LA. So there she is spray painting a wall or doing something that you lot had asked her to do. And this guy, this Russell Brand impersonator, just taps her on the shoulder and goes, "All right, love?" And she absolutely freaks and runs off. Ah! She really thought it was him. And I didn't think she was going to come back. She was properly upset and annoyed. As you would be, I suppose, if you thought your husband was there and it was just an impersonator. But this impersonator was too good.
Mm.
So he was upset that he'd upset her. She was upset because she thought her husband was there and it was just a bloke from Leicester.
And you had your fingers in your ears just trying to get away from the situation.
Yeah, well, I was on the internet going, "Hey, don't worry, Katy will be back soon," when she was actually in the next room going, "How could they do this? I'm not going back in there ever! I hate Scott Mills!"
Funny, though.
She says it was funny, but she says it's fine. She says it's water under the bridge now, and I hope so. So Katy Perry is back on Radio 1 tomorrow morning, just after 8 o'clock, with Nick Grimshaw. You've got to listen to that. And then tomorrow, when we go back to our normal show, 1 till 4, at 1:45, this is brilliant if you're doing that week at work before Christmas where you're not actually doing much. Get it on your computer, get it on your laptop, get it on your phone, anywhere where you can get to a screen. Head to the Radio 1 website because you will see Will Ferrell playing Innuendo Bingo.
I literally can't believe it.
I can't believe I'm actually saying this.
Will Ferrell spitting on me.
You're going to be spitting on Ron Burgundy.
It's an honour.
Damn right it's an honour. I mean, we've had some big stars in the past. Jared Butler, Sunita,
Vanessa Feltz.
But I think, this is the biggest. Do you think this is the biggest ever going to get?
I don't know, but I think now that we have got him on Innuendo Bingo, we can get anyone.
What are you saying, Obama?
I'm saying it's not impossible.
I'm saying it is. Not the same. But
Will Ferrell, man, on Innuendo Bingo.
But like all the film companies in America, now that Will Ferrell and Jared Butler are doing it, this, I think, leads the way to Aniston. Do you know what I mean? I think this is like Will Smith will maybe get involved now.
This video could be huge.
So tomorrow, if you want to see Will Ferrell and Commands Ron Burgundy playing Innuendo Bingo, you can listen to it on Radio 1 at 1:45. You can watch it at the same time on the Radio 1 website. Stop whatever you are doing tomorrow at 1:45 because it's Will Ferrell playing Innuendo Bingo. And Katy Perry in the morning, that's a big day, right?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're going in on Christmas now. I'm going in.
We're proper deep on Christmas now, aren't we?
It's on. It's next week.
It's definitely on.
It's definitely happening. I don't think they'll cancel it. She really milks that at the end, doesn't she? It's like, shut up. I mean, I love her, but seriously.
Do you remember when you interviewed her on a bed?
Yes, I do.
That happened.
Yeah, she was like... Now, normally, obviously, most men would be like, good morning. But I was couldn't have been less interested. I was really tired. I'd just done the breakfast show, I think. And she was like, come and sit in my bed, Scott. I was like, oh, right. Right there next to you. Okay, good.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Also, I was interested to interview the legend that is Mariah Carey, but anything else was far from my mind. She doesn't move when you speak to her. I think she may... It's like she's been sprayed, you know, like with hairspray, where, like, you know, your hair doesn't move. Nothing moved. Like, her whole body didn't move. I think it's in were case, like, her hair goes out of place.
Were you talking to a waxwork?
Almost, yes. It was like it being at Two Swords. That's Mariah Carey. Now, that's a good song. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Christmas is next week. Yes, it is. So we're playing loads of Christmas songs today. Oh, I want to play the Kelly Clarkson one. That's not on. I've got U2 coming up, though. With Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. Also, in this half hour, Rizzle Kicks and Ellie Goulding and Show Quizness. Showbot's going to be on. I've got a feeling she's going to rip you today.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. And you really get offended by it. Don't take it personally.
Not
it's all
a fan
fine.
Of that robot.
What are you saying, Chris?
Christmas parties are on.
They definitely are. I saw a woman this morning on the way to work in a Santa hat being sick on the side of the road. Only happens this time of year. Well done, love. Hopefully you haven't got work today.
It's the most magical time of year, isn't it?
It is. A girl, normally a girl holding her hair back as well. This one was solo. I think her friends were just kind of like near the bus stop and she was just on the side of the road nearby.
Yeah, right. Christmas parties, though, provide a very good opportunity for my friends, in particular the single ones.
Okay. Aren't they on Tinder now, though? They're sorted.
They're doing their best on that. But Christmas is a great time of year to go and try and find someone, I think.
Mm.
But one of my mates was telling me about this thing that he's doing at the moment. I think he'll have to remain anonymous for this. Although I am
tempted. It's going to be one of them off tap end, though, isn't it? Is it?
Or like...
Is it the convict?
No, but... No.
Is it Chinese Dave?
It's not. The person I'm talking about is slightly Spanish. I'll leave it with you. I promised I wouldn't say his name if I talked about what he's up to.
All right, go on.
But what he's doing is he's...
Is it Marco?
No, don't name any more names.
Okay.
He's ringing around clubs and venues like that to find out what Christmas parties are going to be in there that evening. So basically, he's trying to find a girl by profession rather than... Like, he knows what he wants for Christmas.
Okay. And that's a nurse.
Yes. So what he's...
Is this like uniform dating?
Well, kind of. So what he's doing is he's like... And he did this the other day. He rang a certain club in Watford, which rhymes with Poshiana.
Yes.
To find out what Christmas parties had been booked.
When do they tell you?
Yeah.
Well, so like, right, we've got a bunch of firemen in tonight, because it's Thursday.
Apparently, the guy on the other end literally said, we've got this bank, these lawyers. It was, like, all local businesses.
Yeah, so if you want a lawyer, you know what... Like, you just ring them up and say, who have you got in tonight, and they tell you.
But I can't believe a club would tell you.
But they do.
But they seem to, and especially as there's loads of different parties. The thing is, when you go along to these clubs, you don't know what parties are going to be in there. And the thing is, because they're Christmas parties, there's loads and loads of them, so they'll dominate the whole dance floor. So if you don't want to go out with a banker, but there is a banker's Christmas, you need to avoid that club.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be loads of them.
I know, loads of people are going to phone up now.
It's quite a good idea. Like it. It's quite a crafty idea, but it is good.
Hello, who have you got in tonight? Oh, just got some doctors. Yes!
Yeah, and it is a bit potluck, and you can ring around these venues to basically decide where you're going to go that evening.
That's so good. And is he going to do that all this week as well?
He's loving it because there's Christmas parties every night. And he's on the hunt for a nurse. And so he's...
It is a nurse. Was I right?
Yeah.
Oh, it is him, isn't it? The one I said.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So easy to work
BBC
out.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay,
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, let's do it then. Show business. Oh, God.
I'm dreading this.
It's going to be fine. She hates us.
Do you remember last time? Seriously.
Don't be scared of Showbots. Absolutely
I
fine.
Just don't like her.
It's only because she says something nasty once. Okay, right, let's play. And let's say hello to Gail again. Hi, Gail.
Hiya, you're right.
Sorry, I'm not grimy.
Oh, it's okay. I think. Nothing taken.
Was it your work's Christmas party last night?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Who, like we were saying this, someone texted in earlier, who does that on a Sunday night?
I know. Well, luckily, thank God I'm playing show Christmas, because if Amy hadn't rang me this morning, I probably would have slept in.
Oh, yeah, that's the lovely Amy who works on the show. Amy Charles, not the same. Different one.
You sound okay, though. You sound like you've managed.
Good, because I'm going to work this morning, so I'll be in trouble if I'm not okay.
Now, as we know, you work in a soft play centre.
Mini Mischiefs, yeah.
What's it called?
Mini Mischiefs.
Oh, I bet your Christmas parties are wild.
Do you know what? I've got a war wound, though.
What happened?
I was flipping, doing backflips into the ball pit last Ooh. Night. Oh. And I've got a friction burn on my shoulder.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Shoulder,
so hang on.
Elbow.
So,
Ooh.
So your Christmas party was in the soft play area.
Yeah.
You've probably got the best Christmas party.
I'm actually jealous now.
It was brilliant.
I heard with those kind of places you can go there as an adult. Like they do these late nights.
Do they do adult nights?
You can have a private hire, yeah.
I want to do that.
So got to do that.
Do it! Calm down!
I really want to do that. It's like, I think it's my 25th birthday party, because I'd never had a McDonald's Christmas party or birthday party.
Birthday, yeah.
They let me in as an adult, and we did face painting.
You did the factory tour.
I did the tour, because I'd never done it as a child. It was deprived childhood in Southampton, so yeah, that was quite cool. Where is your play centre?
Market Harborough.
Yes! So want to come. Okay, say hi to Showbot, please. Show business. Hello.
Good morning, contestant on the phone.
Thanks, Showbot.
Morning, Showbot.
Hello, generic presenter that is filling in for Grimy.
Here we go. Hello, yes, I'm Scott.
It's rude from the start, really, isn't it?
How are you today, Grimy?
I'm not Grimy.
Hi, sweet cheeks.
I'm the generic... I'm like the supply teacher. In fact, Ian and Fiona this morning were like, oh, it's like Christmas, the supply teacher's on, we can get away with murder. It's kind of true, isn't it?
Hello, generic presenter that is filling in for Grimy.
All right, it's nothing.
There'll be no murder, though.
No.
Must point out.
No.
Okay. I'm on it like a car bonnet.
Good. All right, well, let's have question one then, please, Showbot.
Question one. Which of the following artists was part of the most memorable contestants ever performance on Saturday night's X Factor?
Did you see that?
A. Two shoes. B. Two pints of lager and a packet of crisps. C. Too many DJs. D. Two left feet. E. Too boring for Showbot to keep watching.
I think it was one of the highlights of the weekend.
It was it was an odd one, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they always do it, don't they?
Wagner was back.
Oh no, was he?
Yeah, I did see this. Wagner, Rylan.
Diva Fever, were they on?
Yeah, they were too late. Was that them?
No, that's two. It was two boys, Diva
Fever. Oh, was it?
There were two ladies.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Okay, so, Gail...
Hey,
we...
no, you're Sam Bailey. That person that she works at is just down the road from me.
Hey. She doesn't work there anymore. We spoke to her earlier, she's off.
Maybe I could go for a job.
Goodbye.
She now drives past the prison she used to work for.
In a big car with a cigarette holder, like, waving out the back window.
Driver, like Cruella de Vil.
Drive past.
Like Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to guess, and so are you, Gail. So it's me and Chris against you. So what are you saying? A, B, C, D, or E? E.
E.
Too boring for Showbot to keep watching. Chris?
I'm going to say two shoes, Scott.
Same. Okay.
The answer is A, two shoes.
Yes!
Oh.
Okay, we Winning. Get a point. That's good. Winning. All right, question two.
Question two.
Yes.
True or false, all I want for Christmas is you?
Oh, that's quite sweet, if anything.
I've got a craving for a Doner kebab.
Okay. No, it's eight. It's not even 9
Do you know
o'clock.
What? I could do it right now.
You could have a kebab.
100%.
It's like we did Curry Club when we did the breakfast show once ages ago, and I could, like, when you've been up since like 4 or 5, by
I
9.
I could as well.
Could you do a curry right now?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But that's the thing. You know, we're here for one day. Amy, who works on the show, came and said, is there anything you'd like for breakfast? And I didn't have the balls to kind of go, actually, the stuff I want, you probably are going to struggle to get right now.
Can you get me pizza now?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I'm saying to All I Want for Christmas Is You, because Showbot, we know what she's like. I'm saying false.
Yeah, me too. False.
The answer, quite emphatically, is no. You're at the bottom of my list.
Yeah. Okay, so Scott and Chris gain another point.
Do you mind if I interrupt for a moment, please, Grimy?
No, Scott. Yes? What are you doing?
Is that snoring?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, Scott, darling. I must have dozed off trying to make my way through these new 56 Beyoncé videos.
I know.
Oof, they are a little tedious.
There's a lot of them, I know.
Yawn, yawn, yawn.
Not a fan.
Yawn, yawn, okay. Yawn.
I know, I understand what you're saying.
Show but no likey Beyoncé at the moment.
Oh, really?
She totally stole my thunder with this new album.
Do you think?
I was going to release my secret selection of Showbot's favorite Irish jigs tonight at midnight. It's going to be a smash.
Do it! I want to hear some.
I suppose I can play you some if you like? Yeah. Get the people excited about my impending surprise release.
Is that one?
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Go for it.
Yeah!
Not that much of a surprise now that you've told us.
Take that, Queen Bee.
Quite like it.
Take that, Queen Bee. Okay, I don't want to give away too much. I want to keep some element of surprise.
Okay.
Let's crack on. I feel sick.
Let's have another question then.
Question 3. What giant thing did Jesse from Little Mix reveal over the weekend? A. Her ego. B. Her rump. C. Her hair.
God.
D. Her new tattoo. E. Her bank account.
So this is what giant thing did Jesse from Little Mix reveal over the weekend?
A tattoo!
Is it?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It does make sense, but I like
be,
some of the other answers.
It can't
answers.
Be her rump.
Why? That happens at work Christmas parties. Does some... Do you think bands like Little Mix, do they have like a work Christmas party?
They
themselves?
Probably go to the record company, do rather than having their own one, don't they?
Well,
I
like
sing Christmas carols because they can sing.
True that.
Well, you like the idea of Little Mix hosting their own Christmas party?
Yeah, a soft play centre.
Yeah, they should come down and have one with us.
Photocopying their rump on the photocopier.
Yeah, yeah. Should we go with rump?
Yeah, let's go for B, rump. Yes.
Oh, hang on.
Showbot.
The answer
voice?
Is D, her new tattoo.
Oh!
Yay.
Okay, so at the end of that...
Gail got 1 point.
No, we no, she got, two,
got
points.
2 points. And me and you got 2 points.
Oh, so that's a draw.
It's a draw.
Yeah.
At the end of the quiz, it's a draw.
It is.
Excellent. So you come back tomorrow?
Yay!
Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Where is your burn again?
Where's what?
Your burn that you had, your war wound from last night.
My friction burn, it's on my elbow.
Alright. Okay, well, have a good day at the Soft Play Centre.
I will.
And Grimmy will speak to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, bye.
Good to speak to you. Love you, bye. Have a good day. Bye. Don't feel too hungover. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, something else I got offered in Austria yesterday, a Christmas delicacy. Fried carp.
Oh!
I don't want fried carp, thanks.
Is that a thing?
That's what they have. They don't even have Christmas pudding, Chris. It's not like in Watford.
Is that just on the street or something?
Oh.
Fried carp.
The Christmas bell there. That's actually what happens. They don't even have Santa. He doesn't exist there. Does exist everywhere else, obviously, but just not in Austria.
Do they roast chestnuts there? We don't roast chestnuts here.
No. I did see them happening yesterday. That's still on. But then, like, a fairy delivers their presents instead of Santa. And a bell arrives, rather like that one you just heard. And then when you've heard the bell, that means that the fairy is gone. And then the you're free to open your presents.
See, are we still doing this presents idea that we had, that we're going to both buy for each other's mums?
I really want to do this. So we need to get on it. Are we going to go Christmas shopping together? We're supposed to be doing that this week.
Yeah, but the
is
one
in
I'm,
your diary?
Yeah, but the one I'm getting for your mum is online.
Is it?
Yeah, we're not doing that together.
So in the afternoon, we've come up with this idea that we are both going to buy a present for each other's mums for Christmas. We're not going to tell the mums this. And then it's a friendship trust thing, isn't it? So on Christmas Day, your mum will be there opening a present. So will mine. You won't know what's inside that present. Neither will I.
Just a bit of fun.
But you've got to say that it's from you.
Yeah. But I am genuinely, it's in both our interests here not to ruin it.
But are we actually doing the thing where they're going to be a bit inappropriate, the presents?
Listen, it's up to you what you do for your present.
Do you remember when I
a few weeks ago, got your dad that that nice book for his birthday present.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Cheers for that.
It was the Alan Titchmarsh book. Now, he loves gardening, but then the Alan Titchmarsh book, in places, is quite rude. Titchmarsh has been doing erotic fiction.
This is actually true.
What is your mum like? Just to give me an idea. What is she like?
She likes all things French, weirdly.
French things, okay. What, like baguettes and that?
Yeah, and the cheeses and stuff like that.
Okay, so cheese is an
option. She's a French teacher.
Sure, but not an actual French, is she?
She's not an actual French,
okay,
no.
But she thinks she is. She wants to be.
She likes some of the wines.
Wine. Okay.
And
any books or DVDs she likes?
out of interest, what size clothes
is my mum?
Is your mum?
I actually don't know. What do you need to know?
Just you know, the measurements.
No, it's all right. I can find out for you if you want. I'll text her.
No, I'll text her.
No, you don't text her. Anyway, I'm going to get this present this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Same. And then on Christmas Day, we both give to our mums. My so present you, to you my mum is from you.
Yes, you
and vice versa.
Yeah, we both wrap up each mum's presents, and then we'll swap them over and put them under the trees of the respective houses.
Merry Christmas. I can't wait.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.